The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. We're glad you joined us on this Memorial Day weekend, and we'd like to wish everybody a happy Memorial Day weekend and thank all those veterans for their service to the country. Right. This is a time to thank all the veterans, so if you know someone in your life who's a veteran, just walk up to them and say thank you. My name is Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony, and thank you, by the way, for your service. I appreciate it very much.
Yours too.
Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, but you go back to the Civil War, I think.
Those cannons were really hard to move around, but we managed to do it.
No, we're not that old.
Anyway.
No. But thanks, Randy.
At least I know what a caisson is. Yeah.
There you go. Our guest this morning is Kyle Powers. Kyle is a senior brand manager for Tundraland. We're really happy to have Kyle here this morning. We're going to learn a lot about how Tundraland operates and how they're growing, and they're growing like a weed. And we're also happy to share with you that Tundraland is one of the sponsors of BizTalk. So we really appreciate Brian's commitment, Brian Gottlieb, and Kyle's participation in helping SCORE and BizTalk bring our show to you each weekend. So without any further ado, we'd like to say good morning to Kyle.
Good morning, Kyle.
And tell us a little bit about yourself and what is Tundraland all about and how long have you been with the company?
Sure. Like you said, I'm the senior brand manager with the company. I oversee everything that has to do with marketing on a face-to-face level with potential homeowners. I've been with the company now about 3 years, been in the industry almost 8 years. So. Mm-hmm.
And Tundraland is located, their headquarters in Kaukauna?
Correct.
And what do they do? That's a pretty big company with a lot of things going on.
Yeah, so we focus on replacement remodeling. We do decks, sunrooms. We do replacement windows and bathroom remodeling.
Mm-hmm. Now you said, Tony kept mentioning that you guys are growing. The last time we had you on, we were talking about that growth. Today, how big are you?
I think we're about 170 employees mm-hmm. now.
And you're located?
Kaukauna.
And also other parts of the state?
Yep, Madison and Milwaukee.
Okay, all righty.
Yeah, a lot of people see your name all over the place. Brian's on TV a lot.
He is.
Your name's in the studio this morning.
Yeah.
You sponsor BizTalk. We see it all over the place. You're at a lot of community events. Share with the audience a little bit about the company's philosophy about community involvement. There's a real driver there for your company.
Yeah, we really focus on our kind of vision of we believe we can be a company that can do well but also do good. And that doing good is, giving back to the community and our employees and the people that we work with every day.
What are some examples of your community involvement? There's some fun ones that you have been involved in.
Yeah, some really
fun
ones.
Tell us some funny stories.
So from, doing bath crashes and, particularly veterans, especially with it being the weekend that it is. I was actually just down in Madison. We surprised a veteran couple that had no idea that this was happening. We worked through their niece, and we got them out a full day around town in a limo, and they got couples massages and, lunch on us. And they had just thought that, their niece had nominated them, for veterans, for saying thanks to veterans. And it was kind of us working with her behind the scenes, and we got them out to this the Madison Barbecue Festival is where we did this all at. And I brought them up on stage. They didn't know they were coming up on stage, so they were quite surprised just before the big band played. And, told them that it was us behind that, and we really thanked them for their service. But I also presented them with one of those giant checks for $10,000 to remodel their bathroom for them just for saying thanks for serving our country.
That's pretty neat.
And I know you use a program where you do the windows program.
That Windows for a Cause. Yeah,
it's kind of a sponsorship program for that kind of concept or other
programs. No, it's a little different. You know, when we give back or do a bathroom crash like that, that is just something we strive to do, you know, one a month just to give back to our community and say thanks to veterans and stuff. But Windows for a Cause is a little bit different. Every year we pick a recipient that gets the benefits from Windows for a Cause. And so last year was a gentleman, John. He was, again, a Vietnam era veteran, and he has been paralyzed for, I believe, 30-some years now, and that money went towards buying a wheelchair that goes up into a standing position.
So, I've seen those.
Yeah. So the first time in 30 years he's been able to, you know, look his wife in the eye when, you know, he talks to her. And the really cool part about that was he had to go through a lot of special physical therapy just to even be able to, his muscles to be able to, you know, use that chair. And so he really said it kind of gave him a new lease on life that now he's trying to focus on such a positive thing instead of just figuring out how to get through the day every day. So that was, you know, really great.
What a buoying experience to someone who's been in a wheelchair for 30 years to be able to go to eye level with your wife, you know. And how do you go through the process of determining? Do you do these once a month, once a quarter?
We try to do. I mean, Windows for Cause is an annual program, and that's a little more of a to do than what we just normally do when we give back to somebody. You know, because we rent out the PAC, and there's hundreds of windows that you know, a little over 100 windows that get turned into art by, you know, local celebrities and artists, and so it takes a while to plan all that and put that together. But the selection process, you know, anyone in our company can be part of that. You know, our representatives, our designers that go out to the home to design up these products and sell them, you know, they come across stories that they hear. Everybody can submit something to our Tenderland Cares program. And then it's just, hey, does this work in our scope? Is this something that we can do? Is this, you know, something we feel good about doing?
So if someone wanted to submit something to the Tenderland Cares program, how would they do that?
So we definitely have, you know, on our website, tenderland.com, that they can go to, and just submit a regular form, you know, for information to us that they can put in. You know, we also hear about it a lot through our partnerships, you know, and other things that we've done with, you know, like the DAV in the area. Our sports affiliations have a lot of tie-ins, with, you know, veterans group and different things. So there's a lot of different ways that we hear about
that. Your company was started in 2009?
Correct.
And Brian was on the show one time, and he shared the story about how they sat around a card table and chairs. And it was a very humble beginning, as many companies start out. But you've continued that practice, haven't you?
Correct.
Can you share that a little bit?
Yeah, so what you were relating to is when this company started, it was in the back of a warehouse, and you know, Brian started it with just a few $1,000 and a folding table. And we really want all of our you know, employees that work with us to really, you know, when a new division starts, to really own it and to be able to look back and say, I remember when it was like this. And so when we launched our new markets in Madison and Milwaukee, all the offices start with folding table and chairs. Even though we're, you know, big company, we could certainly get nice desks and stuff. But it really gives a sense of, you know, hey, this is mine. We're going to build this. And so when you finally get that nice desk, it's kind of a cool thing, because you really feel that you've really earned that, you know.
You've accomplished something. You just started with something like a card table and chairs, and now you've got a better desk or a better conference table or whatever. Yeah.
And when you're talking about stuff like that, the focus there is really basically on the culture of the company, which sounds like that's something you guys really work hard on, is to maintain that culture. Can you kind of explain a little bit about how that thought works throughout the business?
Yeah, so culture is huge, I think, with any business. If you have a great culture, there's a saying, you know, culture eats strategy for breakfast, you know.
Read the book.
Yeah, absolutely. So everything that we do ties back to our mission, our vision. If you walk through our office right now, our, you know, mission and vision statements are posted on any door that you could walk through everywhere. You should be able to ask just about anybody in the office. They'd be able to tell you what it is. Everybody knows the folding table story and lives it, and that's, you know, that's how they started their divisions and things like that. So when you just make it, that's what you focus on. That's what you focus on, you know, or what you think about. So.
And that has helped you as far as your staffing is concerned, as far as your growth is concerned, and all the other areas?
Yeah, because even though we're getting quite large considering where we were in 2009, mm-hmm. Everyone can still feel like they're the part of the start of something.
Something good. Yeah. Okay, great.
If you have a question for Kyle, you can reach us at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can use the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. Kyle, you have like 170 employees now?
Yeah,
you
got to be about right
and
there.
And there are three divisions in your company. There's
marketing.
Sales.
And then sales and then production.
Yep. Tell us a little bit about each one and how they correlate to each other.
Yep. So marketing is, all in the line to try to, generate leads, find people that are homeowners that maybe have a need or want for our product. And really, I always say if they have that need or want, it's marketing's job to kind of put them on the next step to possibly becoming a customer. And so when that happens, they go in over to the sales department. We really like to call them designers because that's really what they're there to do, is to come out and meet with homeowners, design up their product, their project that they want with the color styles and options, and give them a price that's good for a year. And at the end of that, if everything goes well, then a sale is made. Once a sale is made, it moves along to the production department, and production guys are the ones that are going to build and do the remodel and come out. But there's a lot of little steps in between their support staff, admin staff, that helps move along that process and stay in communication. So,
mm-hmm. You said one of the things that you find with the idea of growth and moving along in these various stages and so on is in the planning, how you look at changes in one area and how that affects the other and how your planning is put together. How do you plan that? How do you see that kind of like a formula?
Yeah, so we, meet constantly with, the leaders, the executive team, meets a minimum of once a week to talk about, hey, what's going on? What do we need to prepare for? How do we plan? Of course, pretty much like any business, we meet, end of year to really plan out the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And as an executive team, we have a vision of where we want this company to go over the next year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, that kind of thing. But with the rapid growth that we've seen, sometimes a year out is all we can really focus on because there's just, there's so many facets. I was telling you earlier that, when we add a few marketers, well, that means we got to add sales, and then we got to add, more production to build the sales. And so it's not just, adding one person to solve a problem. It's adding a whole team.
And and being able to focus on that whole concept rather than just each person in his own little silo working on it. So it's an important part of your planning as well.
Correct.
Okay.
Kyle, like many small businesses, Brian started his firm in 2009, and he had a little bit of a budget and a few $1,000 and himself, maybe one or two people who were interested.
Yeah.
Now it's 170 people, and you're around the state. You're one of the largest home improvement dealers in the state, really.
Yeah.
So how does Brian let go of things and start delegating? Not that Brian's a micromanager, but typically owners don't like to let go of things.
Yeah, I would think that, that's got to be tough because you got this great thing that you built and you want it to stay a great thing. And I think Brian's been able to do that for the simple fact that he's really invested into getting talent and people that really genuinely believe in that mission and vision that he's put together. And so when everybody's moving in that same direction, it's easy for him to relinquish some control to somebody when he knows that they feel and believe and desire the same things that he does.
That's right. With that, we're going to take our first break, Kyle. We'll come back on the other side. And thanks for listening. You've been listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and also 103.5 FM.
At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You found the new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So, what do you do next? come to Fox. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is ours.
Yes!
Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance. Fox, helping you make life happen. Now with 19 locations. Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
Fox Communities.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning on this Memorial Day weekend. We're talking with Kyle Powers, who is a senior brand manager at Tundraland. And we're learning about Tundraland's growth. They started in 2009. And Kyle has some very insightful perspectives for us and is sharing with us. So before we get back to Kyle, we just would like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Fox City SCORE is located in the Fox City's Chamber of Commerce building. They've been a great landlord for us for 41 years. We are one of about 350 chapters around the country. The SCORE organization is a nonprofit national organization. And our chapter services an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And essentially, we provide free confidential mentoring and assistance, guidance, and counseling to entrepreneurs who are starting up or growing their companies. We have about 55 volunteers in our chapter, and we have expertise in areas of marketing, accounting, banking, cash flow, product development, workflow, intellectual properties. We have IT assistance and guidance. So if you're in business and you're either growing or looking at an opportunity to grow your company further, or you're facing a little bit of a challenge, check us out at SCORE at foxcities.score.org. Fill out the request for mentoring forum on sites, hit the send button, and within about 24 to 48 hours, a mentor will be contacting you to set up your first meeting, and it's for the life of your business, not just for one meeting. It's a wonderful program to take advantage of if you're looking to grow your company. And also, I'd like to put out a little plug. We're looking for some additional mentors in the Oshkosh and Fond du Lac areas. So if you're near retirement, or even if you're not retired, you can still be a mentor. And you're interested in giving back, contact us at foxcities.score.org, and we'd love to talk to you about being a mentor. Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, and, of course, in Appleton. Kyle, let's get back to talking about your company, Tundraland. You've had some significant growth in the last 8 years, and that usually pushes walls out. Literally pushes walls out. Card table chairs become bigger tables.
Yes, they do.
So what are you facing in terms of challenges, and what sort of strategies do you have to deal with that?
I think our biggest challenge that we have with growth is just having the room to put somebody. By the time we generally get the room, we've already outgrown that room. And so I always say, you know, it's a great problem to have. I'm sure any business would love to have the problem that they're so busy that they need to, you know, figure out how do we get space to put our employees in. And so, you know, we constantly have to focus on that. It's like, hey, we need to hire for this position, but where do we put them and how do we? And so those are our constant meetings that we talk about every week, too, with marketing or executive meetings is, you know, how do we continue to have a great place for people to come and work and have the space for them? And so that's a challenge.
Now, your headquarters is here, of course, in Kokona area. How large is that facility there?
We have two buildings. Don't really know the square footage of them, but they're quite large. One really houses the production side of things, right. So you know, our stock of windows, baths, sunrooms that, you know, we get into to install, and it has sales there. And then in the other building is where kind of all the admin, marketing, inside sales is. And so we have some even off-site storage where we store a lot of our displays for marketing and things like that, just because we don't have the space where we're at right now.
And the facilities down like in Madison and Milwaukee, are they similar to this up here? here, or are they more just sales centers?
A little smaller in Madison. It does have a warehouse attached to it, and it is a showroom that you know, consumers can come in and see product to. But it's a very similar type of setup, but a lot smaller than what it is up here. And then Milwaukee is just going to be a sales and marketing office at this
and
point.
And to meet that growth need, what do? Do you buy those buildings? Do you build? Do you lease? How do you meet that challenge?
So we have bought up here. We own the buildings down in Madison, Milwaukee. We lease, you know, but that also gives its own challenges, because if we really need to grow and add other area, our problem, I think, right now that we have is, you know, land-wise, we're kind of locked to really growing any further because there's some wetlands and some unbuildable land next to us. And so, you know, it'd be easy if we were just leasing that, hey, when the lease is up, we can just go get a, you know, bigger facility. But when you own the buildings, if you can't sell them to buy something bigger, that's also can be a little bit of a trouble too. So.
Okay.
Brian, does Tundraland allow many of their employees to work from home?
We try to, again, you said it before about not micromanaging people. So there's times I work from home. There's times a lot of people work from home. Obviously, there's positions that don't allow that.
Sure.
You know, if you're a marketing representative that works in the malls, well, you got to be at the mall, you know. So, but we are given the flexibility. I do work off-site. Quite often when I really have to dig into work, we have some special places we like to go to kind of get away and just focus on work. So it isn't one of these, you know, you have to be here, be in your cubicle, and that's where you are from 9 to 5, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that you have some showrooms and inventory ready to be installed that's taking up space in your warehouses and so on. In the next segment, we'll talk a little more detail maybe about how those products are produced and how they come to Tundraland and then they're installed. But the logistics of doing all that, you must have one or two people just dedicated to coordinating where those windows
are. More than one or two, yeah. Yeah, more than one or two.
Yeah. But keeping track of it all, making sure that they get to your site on time to be installed at a veteran's home or at a family's home or something, that's a major challenge, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And you have a way of dealing with that by communicating very well among your employee staff. In the next segment, we want to talk about some of that technology that your company has taken advantage
Sounds
of over
great.
The years. But we're going to take our next break right now. We're at 11:30, and we'll come back on the other side, continue our conversation with Kyle Powers, Senior Brand Manager at Tundraland. And you're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and also 103.5 FM.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHailing.com today. Albertson Hailing, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking with Kyle Powers, Senior Brand Manager at Tundraland this morning. We're talking about how Tundraland is growing and organizing. And we're really happy to share with you that it's good to have Kyle on the show, because Tundraland is a sponsor of BizTalk, and we're glad and for their sponsorship. We really appreciate it, and they've been good to our SCORE chapter. So we want to thank Brian and his team for committing to our SCORE chapter in BizTalk. And in the last segment, I told you a little bit about the benefits of SCORE chapter, Fox City SCORE, with free and confidential mentoring. But we also do a number of seminars throughout the year. So, Randy, what's coming up?
All right. We've got two programs coming up in June that we want to talk about. One kind of relates to what we're doing here today, is talking a little bit about employees, hiring, and so on. We're going to have a special program just on hiring employees and writing an effective employee manual, which is a job that everybody kind of panics at. So we're going to have some very, very top-notch people talking about that. The program is going to be held on June 13th. at 6 p.m. It'll be held at the SCORE chapter office in the Fox Cities Chamber in downtown Appleton. That's located at 125 North Superior Street. The fee for that is going to be $15. It'll cover, again, how to write a manual from the viewpoint of HR. So we have a couple of HR experts that are going to be working on that program. Again, you can register for that program at foxcities.score.org. Just go out to the area that has Take a Workshop, and you will see this one listed as a local workshop. Very excellent program coming up. So if you have employees or are thinking about employees, it's something that you should really put in practice.
Barry Hoops is one of our SCORE mentors, and he has over 10 years' experience in HR. He's going to be leading that seminar. He's
correct.
Very good at it. I've been on some calls or client visits with Barry, mm-hmm. and he's very, very good at it. He'll answer all your questions.
Right. So again, that's June 13th from 6 to 8:30 in the evening. The other program we have coming up is a partnership that we're going to be doing down in the Fond du Lac area. This one is going to be taking the mystery out of bidding and estimating. Kyle is laughing quite a bit at the topic because I'm sure he's familiar with the same situation. But this is going to be held in cooperation with the Home Builders Association of Fond du Lac and Dodge County. It's going to be held down at their office located at 490 West Rolling Meadows Drive in Fond du Lac. Again, registration can be done on our website, foxcities.score.org. It's going to be held on the 28th of June from 4 until 6:30. The cost on this is $25. You can register, as I said, online there. And we are going to have the speaker is going to be Cheryl Muscus. She is the president of Muscus Management Corporation, again affiliated with the Fond du Lac and Dodge County Home Builders members, and working with SCORE down there. So it should be, again, a good program, especially for those of you who are in the types of business where bidding and estimating is one of your primary functions. So mm-hmm. again, sign up for it online, foxcities.score.org.
Yep, if you're looking for a way to avoid losing bids, you should attend that seminar. Okay, let's return to Kyle this morning. Kyle, we've been talking about Tundraland and the growth and everything, and a lot of it's predicated on getting really good people and keeping them at the company, because you're up to like 170 employees now?
Yes.
So what is the philosophy at Tundraland for hiring people and then retaining them? How do you go about doing that? Because it's really tough today.
It is. I go to a lot of seminars across the country, and all of the people in our industry, and I would assume it's probably the same for any industry, is how do you get good people?
Yep.
And so we really focus on getting people that are highly, motivated, and we inspire them and then train them. And so we don't necessarily have to have degrees and things like that to work for us, but we just, we want someone that wants to come in and believe in our vision and can really grab onto that. And we inspire them. But to get them to begin with, it's not any one source, like just posting on Craigslist or like it used to be, putting a help wanted ad in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. It really takes a combined effort, and you almost have to look at it just like you would your marketing. You were saying earlier how we're everywhere. You saw our name up on the screen here in the studio and see us here and there. Well, we try to do the same thing with hiring people. So, we have referral programs that we talk about with our staff, every week. Hey, who do you know that might be interested to Craigslist, Indeed, Facebook is actually really good for people to do, boosted Facebook posts where you can target certain demographics of what you may be looking for to fill that position. So it's a culmination of doing all of those things. Mm-hmm. But then to retain them, once you get them, obviously they have to get top-notch training. They have to feel that they really belong, and they have to really buy into what your mission and vision is. And if all that happens, then all is well.
They have to feel a sense of gratification working there to
yes.
stay there.
You mentioned the referral system that you use. In fact, we were talking about that, the philosophy that you have about going about referrals, and then how you reward people with referrals. You want to just kind of go over that just a little bit?
Yeah, so, you know, kind of with the philosophy that like people hang out with like people.
Okay.
And so if I have someone that works in my department that's doing very well, chances are the people that he or she hangs around would probably also be a good fit for the position. And so we, you know, talk to them every week about who do you know, and literally all they have to do is give one of the members of management a name and a phone number, and we'll do all the rest of the work. And if that person stays at our company, you know, for 30 days, you know, they get a nice little cash bonus, you know, for that, you know, put on their check. And it depends on the department and the position. Some get a higher bonus than others. And sometimes if we really need people, we'll double or even triple that bonus for the time being, you know, to when we need to get people.
Okay, so
if you have a question for Kyle, give us a call at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can use the TDS Metricom toll-free line, and that number is 866-887-1150. Kyle, the employees are always an issue. It's always a big item on the cash flow. It's a big burden on the cash flow of a company, but if they're productive, then it's not a burden. It's not, they're going to pay for themselves.
Right.
So in keeping employees, good employees, and keeping them productive, can you share with us how you, your company structures, what you need to do, and here's your plan, and here's when you should have it done, and how does that work? There has to be some accountability created at all levels of the company for all employees.
So we really use, you know, KPIs, key performance indicators, and try to put the expectation across. And we try to keep those expectations minimal. Like, here's the basic, this is what you need to do to be successful. And of course, there's a lot of things after that that also need to happen. But we really try to get every employee from the newest employee on up to the highest executive to really buy into what it is that they're doing. So for example, I have a leadership meeting with my leadership team every Thursday morning. We're looking at instituting some new standards and, you know, things for our entry-level staff. And, you know, the question was to each one of the managers, do you feel that this is the right thing? Do you buy into this? Do you 100% believe that this is right? Because if you don't, then we need to talk about it, and we need to figure out until everybody on the team says, absolutely, yes, we can go in this direction. And when everyone believes in the standards that they're held to and that they should be able to hit them, then it's really easy to hold people accountable, because you don't ever get anybody, well, I didn't really think I could do that, you know?
Yeah, they've all signed on to it. They've all accepted it, and now they're empowered to go carry it out.
Yes.
And you got some standards, but you got to get the result that the customer is looking for.
Yeah, and again, not micromanaging, but managing that expectation
exactly
is key.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, one of the things, you know, again, going back to the growth, is the transition that you've gone through from being just a small company, a group of people, to what you're getting into now. How difficult has that transition been, and how many, what kind of problems and so on have you run into as you go along in that transition?
I wouldn't necessarily say difficult. I would say different.
Different, okay.
So, you know, really going from 2009 being the startup, and for many years we were really in that startup mentality of just continue to go and build this great thing, to where now we're to the size where we really have to go to that next level of putting process, you know, man, method, and machine together, and what does that look like, and what does that mean for the company overall. And so that's the process that we're going through right now, and it's not necessarily difficult. Like I said, it's just different, because you're starting to focus on different things than you were, you know, when you were at a lesser level.
Okay. Well, you said, like, in your own position, you're running now, like you're running your own company, as opposed to being part of a go-go team like you are.
Yep. And so the executive team, you know, we talked about the three different departments, sales, production, and marketing. Mm-hmm. Each one of the executive managers of those departments really run those departments like it's their own business. So Brian is, you know, really let it go, like, hey, this is your department. You can make the decisions, and holds, you know, us accountable to whatever it is that we need to achieve, those KPIs that we just talked about. And so I have 50-some representatives underneath in my department, and so, you know, we generate enough business that, you know, we're bigger just in my department than a lot of businesses in the area are themselves. So it really is like running my, you know, my own business.
Okay.
Yeah, you really do have to invest in that forward-thinking marketing side of things to keep looking for those opportunities and bring those to the attention of everybody else at the company.
Right.
If you don't do that, then you're going to be underwater.
And empower everybody else to try to do the same thing.
Exactly.
And bring ideas forward.
Now, you mentioned the executive team gets together every week.
Yep, every Monday morning.
And how disciplined is that meeting? I mean, you can't let those things go on for half a day every weekend.
Yep, so. hour tops.
An hour tops.
Yep.
And there's an agenda for the meeting?
Yep, there's an agenda that
and
Brian
if something
kind of
doesn't get
forth.
Covered during the meeting, if time runs out, put it on next week's agenda.
Right.
Or talk about it in the hallway.
That could be possible. Talk about it in the hallway, too, if it pertains more to one person. But if it's a team, yeah, we're going to talk about it as a team.
Yeah. So everyone's tuned in, and they all have to – you mentioned that one of the characteristics you're looking for in your staff at all levels is self-improvement. Can you share with some examples of what that is?
So I was just having a talk with Chris Hermes. He's our production manager now on that executive level. And, we're just starting to chat a little bit because I didn't know him well. He came from the sales side, and I just really hadn't spent much time with him. And the common denominator that I find with our executive team is the amount of self-improvement that we do, the books that we read, the seminars that we attend, with Brian being out at Harvard right now working on a business degree so he can further his learning. In our industry, there's not a whole lot of companies that operate at our level or higher. And the same thing with the consultants and mentors in this industry. A lot of them haven't even run teams the size of our teams and stuff. So it's really trying to find that way. And if you don't grow yourself, if you don't learn yourself, how can you ever plan on growing a business or growing bigger than that? So.
Right. So if someone's interested in joining Tundraland, or how do they get in touch with you, or what should they do as far as if they're interested in joining your organization?
Yeah, Tundraland.com. You can submit a resume and everything right through there. It'll come right through. So
okay, for that and for any other areas, then same thing?
Yeah, anything to do with our business. If you're interested in having us out to design up a project, give you a price, Tundraland.com. You can go on there, set that all up through there. If you're interested in being part of our company and working for us, same thing. Go to the website.
Another area that you guys focus on, we talked a little bit about it, but you are very, very focused in the area of public relations and helping the community and so on. One of the areas you're really big in is the Mile of Music program. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in that and where you are with that program.
So Mile of Music, I believe this will be our third year as the presenting sponsor, mm-hmm. and our fourth year being a part of it. Like I said, we are the presenting sponsor, the head sponsor of it. There's a lot of other great sponsors and great businesses here in the community that support that, and we like to thank all of them. But, we really believe with giving back to the community that one of the things that really creates a community and makes it stronger is the arts, so music, art, and things like that. And so our belief behind being part of Mile of Music is that it's a really good thing for our community and gives our community something to do. And but how does a home improvement company tie in mm-hmm. to music, right? And so on a marketing level, we had to think, how do we do this? And we came up with, we were talking about earlier, the singing in the shower.
Yeah, amazing. Great idea. If you're not familiar with it, stop into the Radisson anytime during Mile of Music.
So who's singing in the shower?
The client.
Yeah,
anybody can walk in.
Yeah, we get some of the artists that are actually playing in Mile of Music.
Cool.
We get some people that are just attending Mile of Music. And then we get some people that just happen to be in the area in the hotel and have no idea what's going on, and we tell them what it is. We set a couple of showers up there. We put professional sound in there. Sometimes we even have some instruments there. And we've had some really, special
fun
moments
stuff.
Someone like Corey Chisel, singing in there mm-hmm. and different crowd members. And the goal behind that is once we reach a certain amount of people singing in the shower, our Tundraland Cares program goes together with picking out a child winner under 18 years old. We have a submission process that they can go ahead around Mile of Music time. You can keep a lookout for that on how to submit to be possibly in the running for the music scholarship. And so when we reach, I believe it's 250 people singing in the shower, we send the kid to music school. We get them an instrument. Sure. And the really cool thing is so far, each of the winners have been able to then perform at Mile of Music with someone on the likes of like Corey Chisel. You know, I would have to think that'd be pretty cool to be a teen kid, and to open up a huge, you know, four-day music festival with one of the founders and, you know, a very well-known artist.
Fun,
I mean, that has to be bucket list stuff.
And a big audience out
there. Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to take our last break right now, but we'll come back up, wrap up the show with Kyle. And we're talking with Kyle Powers, Senior Brand Manager at Tundraland. And you're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY, also 103.5 FM.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Haling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am Attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. When it comes to business lending, we're all about finding solutions. I'm here with Brian Vanderwall of Vanderwall & Associates. We help Brian secure long-term SBA financing for both real estate and operating capital.
The Byline Small Business Capital team was able to provide me the opportunity to be more creative and branch out into more markets because I had the proper financing mechanism. Instead of looking at our assets as a service business, the Byline Small Business Capital team looked at our cash flow, looked at our projections, and really saw the need to grow. I think the decision-making process was quite amazing how fast it happened. They asked for all the right information of a small business, analyzed it quickly, had the leadership to make quick decisions, and that's not typical for a lender.
Byline Bank. We make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
Now, welcome back to our final session here on BizTalk. We're talking this morning with Kyle Powers, Senior Brand Manager at Tundraland. And before we get back to Kyle to wrap up the show, I'd just like to say thank you to the sponsors of BizTalk who help bring the show to you each weekend. We couldn't do it without their support. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge, LLC, Byline Bank, and, of course, Tundraland. Kyle is with Tundraland, and thanks, Kyle. Also want to thank Candeo Creative and Oshkosh for building and maintaining our website for biztalkwithscore.com. If you missed a show or you would like to listen to it again, we've been archiving shows now for over 5 years at biztalkwithscore.com. And finally, a thank you to Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at The Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or you're thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to The Business News, for only $20 a year, you should be, because you're going to learn a lot about what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin that can help you be more successful. So thanks to all of our sponsors. And we also want to just say that every Wednesday morning at Fox Valley Tech at 9 o'clock, you can attend the Million Cups session in the Bordini Center. So just look it up on the website, 1MC, 1 Million Cups, /Appleton. And you'll see who the speaker is coming up. And if you'd like to present there, just submit an application to do so. So we're partnering with Amy Peach, the Venture Center, and SCORE, among other sponsors, to bring that to you each week on Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock. Kyle, we were talking, had a great conversation this morning about your company and all that information so helpful. Tell us how your growth of your company doesn't happen without some assistance from technology, new software systems, pricing systems, bidding systems, accounting systems, the list goes on. How is your company embracing technology?
One, I think you have to go by the philosophy that you have to embrace technology. Mm-hmm. I think in the world that we live in now, if you are not embracing technology, you are at a severe disadvantage. And I can understand some businesses looking at it because there's a cost associated to that. But I believe there's more of a cost associated if you don't embrace it. Right. And so we're actually looking at right now going on a next bigger step and trying to go 100% completely paperless in everything that we do, and that includes, you know, getting iPads for the entire sales staff, the entire marketing staff, you know, and so there's, you know, any owner would look at it and say, man, that's a big investment to get, you know, 70 iPads that are, you know, data connected. But when you start calculating in the data entry hours and the admin mm-hmm. staff that you need to have when you are doing all that with paper, it easily saves money over. But again, it's just making the change. And I don't necessarily think there's a right or wrong way to do something as long as you're trying to embrace technology. But just figure out what's best for your business and just go forward with it.
And it goes to the point you made earlier in the show about constantly reviewing your processes and your procedures to keep up with the growth. And you can't always add more people, but when you start adding technology like you're describing, then one person can make an entry into the data system, but anybody who's authorized in the company can go look at that piece of paper.
Correct.
And serve the customer better.
Yes.
That's what the bottom line is.
Absolutely.
You want to turn your time around too, don't you? You want to improve that turnaround time?
Yes. Yeah, we'd really like to be able to, again, just going back to kind of wowing the consumer. Obviously, the quicker you can do something and finish, you know, your sale, your getting things installed, you know, cash flow opens up, makes everything better. And without technology, there's just absolutely no way we
right.
could do that.
So tell us in summary then, what does Tundraland do? You told us at the beginning of the show, but if someone tuned in late, what do you do and where are you located? How do they reach you?
Yeah, we're a home improvement company. We focus specifically on bathroom remodeling, windows, sunrooms, and decks. You can find us at Tundraland.com. If you want to give us a call, it's 1-800-TUNDERLAND. So some pretty easy things to remember there.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And if you haven't heard the jingle, you just haven't been paying attention to that 800-TUNDERLAND. So.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, well, we're just about to that point in time here on the show where we ask our guest to give us the biz tip that they have, something for people out there who are starting a business and so on that you would let them think about, let them know. What would your biz tip be for somebody out there today?
Yeah, we talked about it and touched on a little before, continuous growth. I think for anyone to want to start a business, it's a great thing. But anyone that I've known that's been really successful in doing so has really focused on self growth, but then also growth to their team. Mm-hmm. Just like my leadership team, we're all reading the same book. We all talk about that every week. And when you make it part of your culture to grow, you know, good things happen.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of energy there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just a real quick comment, because you commented on it earlier in the program, is competition. Mm-hmm. And what did you say about competition? Everybody's got competition.
Yep.
But it's how you respond to it.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, Brian and I were just talking on the phone about it the other day that, yeah, you have to look at your competition and plan for that. But really, if you just do your thing and focus on what it is that you're doing and do it well, you don't really have competition at that point anymore.
That's right. Outstanding concept. Okay.
Just do it better than your competition and you're going to get the sale.
Yep.
Kyle, thanks for being our guest this
thanks
morning.
For having
it's really
me.
Nice to have you on. I hope you have a good Memorial Weekend. We want to wish all of you out there a great Memorial Weekend. And once again, say thank you to all the veterans out there for who served our country. And for those who didn't come back, we want to say to all of them, thank you very much for your service. You've been listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and also 103.5 FM.